Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens. Brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandy'sGrill.com.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show, a Thursday edition. Tim in for Sparky. There's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, our embedded green and gold reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, I guess we start out, just dig right in with some interesting information on Lazard and a potential injury. What is it? What's the latest on Davante Adams? I think we got to start there.
Yeah, we talked to Davante today because he was out there on the practice field. I don't know if he'll mark him down as full participation or limited, but Alan Lazard has this great game, and the injury report's not out yet, but he's going to go down as with some kind of a core injury. And now Rob Domofsky's reporting that Dr. William Myers, a core specialist, is going to look at Alan Lazard's MRI scans to determine if he should go with recovery or surgery.
Okay. So
then you got Davante, and we got him today, and there's a couple cuts I want to play for you guys here. First, it's Davante, and I said, so Davante, how did this hamstring thing happen? Because I couldn't quite tell in the film. How'd you pull the hamstring in the Lions game? And is this one of these things where when it starts to feel good, you wait 1 week? Because I've always been told that's what you do with a hamstring. You wait 1 week, you know, it feels good, and then you wait 1 week, and then you go in. So is that what you do with this kind of an injury?
Maybe for you, when I feel good, I make it happen. So, you know, that's not to say what will happen this week just because we still got a lot of time left. But, yeah, it was in the Detroit game. It just kind of happened. It was a random play. I was on the right side. I don't remember exactly when it was, but wasn't even running full speed when it happened. It just kind of I was running pretty fast, but it just kind of happened. Felt uncomfortable. So I just wanted to go test it out. Figured out on the next play that it was kind of probably not going to happen based off of how I felt. Couldn't throw my weight into the ground the way that I wanted to. So that's when we decided not to do it. But we'll see as we finish out this week. Got a lot of time left, but feeling a lot better this week than last week.
Sounds like he's going to go. Leroy, Gary, you guys know a ton about the hamstring issues and really soft tissue injuries this year around the NFL. Does it sound like he's going to go?
Well, soft tissues around the NFL is up only because you didn't have any preseason. So, I mean, that's kind of what they're dealing with. And I think a lot of injuries to me are up around the NFL because of you didn't have preseason. So you're asking these guys to go to 0 to 100 right away, and you need to have some of those preseason games to try to ease into it. So I think that's kind of what's going on right now. Hopefully he can get back.
So, guys, Aaron Rodgers was just off the hook today. Unbelievable stories. And first of all, I was also interesting that Davante Adams, we were just talking about, you know, the receiver room as a whole. He starts bringing up Darius Shepard's name and Malik Taylor. And that was kind of a signal like, what's wrong? Because we knew that Alan Lazard wasn't at practice today. And they're talking about, you know, guys at the back end of the line. So that was interesting. And Aaron Rodgers told a story about Darius Shepard saying, you know, this guy impressed us last summer, and he made the roster. Then he got, you know, cut and put on practice squad. He says, but this is a guy who, he says, I walk into the Hudson Center, and I put down my helmet when we're starting practice, and I see Darius Shepherd. He's already been spending 10 minutes talking to Devontae about, you know, hand technique and catching technique and that kind of stuff. He goes, this Shepherd kid, just you can't put him down. He just keeps on coming and coming. He goes, and that's how these receivers build trust. When I see things like that, when I see how they perform on the scout team, I'm watching the scout team reps, says Aaron Rodgers. And when I see those guys being diligent, that's when I start feeling more comfortable about them playing with me in a game. Rodgers also today, I talked to him about his cadence, and this is maybe a piece I'll do for Bill tomorrow, where, you know, he's used his cadence both at home and on the road with no fans to the full extent. And I remember that it was in 2006, and it must have been the rookie mini camp. So Favre and the veterans wouldn't be in town for another couple of weeks. And so it was Mike McCarthy's first camp. So Aaron Rodgers is essentially, you know, the 22-year-old spokesperson of the team because he's the quarterback taking all the snaps. And so I said, so, Aaron, what do you think of this new coaching staff? And he said, well, they want to change the cadence. So we'll see how long that lasts when Brett comes back. Which I thought was a pretty funny line. And Aaron totally remembered that story and talked about, Brett's Blue 58, that's what I base my Green 19 system on. And, of course, he's added and subtracted from it since he's been the starter in 2008. He talked to him and Big Show guys about LaFleur. And, you know, he stressed this in the post-game show Sunday night a couple times. He says, I want to stress this. The flow of the play calling tonight was unbelievable. And so we asked him, what does that mean when LaFleur's play calling flow is in sync?
Synced up nature where I can anticipate what the calls are going to be. And I think that's when we're in flow, in our flow state from quarterback and play caller. I felt like the calls that he was coming in, I could anticipate or finish them very quickly and expect them at certain times in the game, especially situationally. I just thought it was a really good balance of repeating calls that we like to repeat and then being aggressive, you know, at the right times. I just thought it was, and it really has been the first of the game. I just think it's been a really, really solid flow of calls where him and I are in lockstep, as the adage goes, where we're really just vibing on the same level. And I was able to finish a lot of, you know, his sentences with the play calls, which is when you really know that you're on the same page. And I thought it was really good for our squad and good for him and I.
And it's not only that, but it's collaborating with his head coach to get the job done. I mean, that's a good, pretty good marriage so far here early this year.
Yeah, Tim. We asked him about, you know, submitting play ideas to LaFleur. He goes, you know what? I'm texting him. He says he's watching the Chiefs-Ravens game the other night. And, you know, he complimented the stuff that Andy Reid comes up with for Patrick Mahomes. And so we asked him, you know, when you're watching these games on TV, or so you're like texting play ideas to Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a copycat league. So when you see some sweet plays, you think about, can we do them with our personnel? I love the, you know, play I really, really loved that they ran at Kansas City the other night was the little underhand shovel pass to the fullback. I mean, it was beautifully done because of, you know, moving Tyreek back in the backfield, the attention that he gets, and not many people thought that Sherman was going to, you know, be the one getting a little inside screen. So, I mean, I have a lot of appreciation for that creativity, and I've said this before, you know, we were a team for a long time that was stolen from, you know, a lot of concepts that we came up with. And if you listen to some of the verbal calls at times, sometimes they give us credit for some of those calls. I mean, I've seen the, you know, calls like Packers, Lambeau. I remember about 5-6 years ago, Romo gave like a belt signal to his receivers. They ran a play that we came up with in, you know, 2011. And that's the way the league goes. And I'm sure somebody's going to try that screen this week.
That is super interesting. All right, final thing. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Embedded reporter there. Billy Turner on how Aaron Rodgers is playing, right?
Well, it's just Rodgers is so positive right now and open, in sync with his coach, with his teammates. So, yes, we're still a relatively new guy. Billy Turner, left tackle, left guard. He's in his second year in the locker room. Just how does he think Aaron Rodgers is playing so far this season?
Well, I mean, definitely playing like he's pissed off from media and people like you putting him down the line of whatever, you know, you think he ranks amongst active quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is somebody who plays with emotion, but he does it in the right way. You can talk all the shit you want about Aaron Rodgers, but year after year after year, despite people.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels from the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan. Green Bay looks to remain undefeated as they take on the Falcons Monday night. Will the Packers continue their high-scoring ways? We're talking Packers-Falcons right here on The Fan.
Life is not about limitations. It's about what is possible, what is humanly possible. At the Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, we're more than leading doctors, nurses, and researchers. We're human. And like you, we understand what it's like to be sick or have a medical concern. It's the very reason that every advance, every step we take, revolves around you, your needs, your schedule, your comfort, your safety. Like offering online scheduling and virtual visits in just minutes using our app, delivering world-leading cancer care close to home, and assuring that at every location, quality and safety are top priorities, always. At Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin, by listening more closely and caring more deeply, we can make more humanly possible for you. To find a provider near you, call 1-800-DOCTORS or visit Froedtert.com.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. The Packers are 3-0. Rodgers looks unstoppable. Can the Falcons put a damper on their run? We're talking Monday Night Football, Packers-Falcons on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.